Last year, Long Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Desk Time. Love your job, hate the office. Desk Time connects you with great space to get work done. 100 plus spaces available in Chicago by the day or month. That's desktimeapp.com.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. Hi, I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. In case you have never listened to the podcast before, I'm from Chicago. Several months ago, I fell through a dimensional rift behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I still have my podcasting equipment, and I'm getting a little bit of a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King. There's some firewall issues, but it's enough for me to do a weekly podcast in the Vermilion Minotaur, the tavern, and the town of Hog's Face in the land of Foon. And I'm sharing all the weird adventurers and characters and monsters that I encounter here. And as always, I am very pleased to be joined by my two co-hosts.
Hello, Chunt here.
Chunt, the talking badger slash...
Well, I'm not necessarily a talking badger. Right now, I'm a talking badger.
Right now,
I am a shapeshifter. I prefer to be called Chunt the Shapeshifter for future reference.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to paint a visual picture for our listeners.
Oh, please do.
You're sort of this adorable, furry badger guy. Mm-hmm. And that's all I've ever known you as. And as I said before, I will be very sad when you finally change into another animal.
Well, it's very satisfactory, so don't take that away from me.
Okay, fair enough,
You.
And I'm sure our other co-host is just waiting to introduce himself.
Yes, I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin Hoogstangis, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanus Maystar, and there may be other secret names you do not know yet. Hello.
Hello.
Who's our guest today?
Oh, you know what? We are very lucky to be joined by Crom the Barbarian.
Hello.
Hello, Crom.
I am Crom.
You are a big, powerful man.
Yes. All Fingarians are as large as I.
That was going to be my question. What tribe were you from? You're a Fingarian.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
From the northern tundra of Fingaria.
Wow. I guess I haven't heard much about Fingaria yet.
Well, it's in the very, very distant north. Yes.
We're tundra. Off the grid.
The grid?
Yes, the grid of Foon. It's a simple grid. If you look at the Wanderer's Way, it's the main line of the grid, and then all other roads tend to go off of it in a perpendicular fashion.
Oh, wow. I guess I didn't know that.
Can I ask you a huge favor and just... don't take this the wrong way. Would you mind not holding your club high above your head like you're about to smash it down?
It is a little intimidating.
Am I holding it up?
You're holding it looks like at any time you're just going to smash us.
Yeah.
You do know that...
But your face is slack, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you do know that Chunt is a shapeshifter, right? Not an actual badger for you to devour.
I understand, yes. Right. It's just habit. My normal resting position is club over my head.
Okay. Do you sleep with your club over your head?
I sleep standing with the club in a batter's position. So I'm standing holding two hands as if I'm ready to hit a stone that was thrown towards me.
Oh, wow. Is it hard to get a good night's rest doing that?
Pretty hard.
How often are stones thrown at you?
More frequently than you would imagine. I have a bit of a temper.
Oh.
Wow.
Crom.
What kind of sets you off?
Being embarrassed.
Oh, Crom. I hope this question doesn't embarrass you, but why do you so easily get embarrassed?
Although I am big compared to you.
Yeah.
I am one of the smallest Fingarians.
Oh,
we find you very intimidating.
You're huge.
Although I will say you're pretty close to Arnie's size.
Come on, Chunt.
So you're the kind of runt of the litter.
Yes, I left Fingaria because I felt inadequate.
And
in these other lands, I am so much bigger. It makes me feel better about myself.
Crom. This is the classic hero's journey.
Oh, no.
You have left your land to make a name for yourself. You have decided that you shall become a great man, despite the adversarial nature of your very birth. Why, you are the smallest, but yet you shall be the greatest. And all you have to do is find a party. Come with me to defeat the Dark Lord, and we shall sing praises to each other, drink mead together, assuming we both survive.
I don't know. I don't even really know you guys.
Well, okay, I'm throwing it out there. If you change your mind, I'll be right here. Really.
You look at me, you see a large, big bag of muscles that you want to hire to join your party. Do you even know who I am?
Now, to be fair...
What do I like to eat?
Crom, as an interviewer, I would really like to get to know you.
Well, I'm exploring my options at the moment. The only things I know that I do well are fight, kill, and try to sleep with women.
Oh.
And fight and kill are kind of tied together. I mean, so that's like...
Well, one is fight not to kill. One is to kill to be dead. Sometimes I air fight.
Air fight?
If I get a few cups of mead in me at a tavern, I'll go in the corner and air fight a bit.
Like just swing at the air?
An exposition of your great prowess.
Yes, exactly. Which... I have to say, so far has a 0% success rate.
Oh, because does it just look a little weird?
Yes.
You should come back on Chunt's Night.
Oh, yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is Chunt's Night. It's been extended.
Yeah, Chunt's Night is on so many nights, I've learned, since moving into the Vermilion Minotaur.
This fall, we're having a blood drive. People donate blood. I call it the Chunt for Red October. So if you are free, maybe donate some blood.
Chunt, I have a question for you.
What
does that name mean? Yeah.
Well,
really,
it's in the fall. It's a blood drive in the fall.
Yes.
So it's going to take place around October.
Oh, Red October.
And red is for the blood you give.
Blood, yes.
Well, you know, when you give blood, it's called a Red October.
Chunt for Red October.
I'm hosting it, so it's the Chunt for Red October.
Okay, that makes sense. I like it now.
You're promoting that well in advance of October.
Well, we brought up Chunt's Night, and I just want to get the word out there. I mean, there's a lot of people in Foon who need blood, either vampires or, blind goblins. There's just a lot of people who...
So wait, this is a blood drive
for
creatures
spells.
That eat blood?
Yeah, what else?
Or use blood.
Why else would you have a blood drive? It's for people who like to drink blood.
If you are losing blood on some sort of...
If you're losing blood, you're weak
and you should be killed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
Crom,
exactly.
Help me out here. Yeah.
Unless the blood is bad and you just need to get the bad blood out.
Yeah, then you get some leeches.
And sometimes that will make you stronger to get out the bad blood.
Maybe. Crom, you're a big barbarian. What have you had adventures? That's horrible.
Yes, he has.
Have I had adventures? Sure, yes.
You know, you can also ask Arnold if he's ever hosted a podcast before.
Have you?
Yes, every week. I'm just not getting any better at it.
I see. That makes sense.
Yes, I've had many adventures. I've plundered many temples, some forgotten, some still current temples.
Oh, wow. It's probably easier with the forgotten temples.
A forgotten temple you'd think it would be easier, but there's usually a pack of skeletons or a giant slug guarding it, treasure, and Crom has to deal with that.
What is your technique for taking down a skeleton?
Well, typically...
Can you air show us how you would fight a skeleton?
I can show you how I start, but I get into a rage, and I truly don't know what happens next. I snap into a rage, and everything goes bright red. And then when I come to, everything around me is destroyed or killed.
Can I? What's your relationship like with your parents?
Yeah.
Well, my father was a barbarian.
That's hard.
And to be honest, I don't know if I would have chosen the life of a barbarian, but my dad was. So sure. Here I am, right? Following in my old pop's footsteps.
What else would you want to do?
My tribe is spirit animals, bears. I don't know if you know Fingeri, but we're into bears.
Mm-hmm. Really? Into bears?
We're into the power of a bear and what they represent in terms of strength and
they are
ferocity.
The sigil of your people, yes.
Exactly. But I always thought bears were just interesting as a... just from an observational, how they live, how they hunt for food.
I used to be a bear.
You were a bear?
Yeah, for about 9 months I was a bear.
Wow.
How do you become the bear?
I can turn into whatever creature I sleep with.
You sleep with a bear?
Yes.
Krom almost every night has a dream of sleeping with a bear.
Oh.
Oh, wow. I see are you taking out a piece of paper? Is that a poem?
This is a dream journal.
Krom, would you mind?
Read us an excerpt?
This is asking a lot. Would you mind sharing us some things from your dream journal?
We would be honored.
I'm out in the forest tracking a deer when I notice out of the corner of my eye a cave. I never noticed that cave before. I move towards the cave when I hear a low growl. There's movement under my loincloth. I approach the cave's mouth. I feel a hot breath on my chest.
It's probably a bear.
Yeah.
The bear puts his claws around my back and gives me a big bear hug. Male or female, I think. Does not matter. For in this moment, Krom is bear and bear is Krom. Then I finger the bear.
That's beautiful. So is a female.
You can finger a male bear.
I guess. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you, Krom. That was not what I was expecting, but
I wasn't expecting to read it aloud from my dream journal, but
that was so beautiful.
I hope, Krom, that you understand that this is a safe space. I hope you feel good about sharing that and not like weird, like you shared too much and then
no.
Okay, that's good.
I think that your dream may have an interpretation that is magical. I think you may be a speaker of animals. I believe you may have the gift to control animals with your very mind.
Try and control me.
Okay. Sit. Keep sitting there.
Wow, it's working.
So far.
Good work. All right, you know what? Let's get some more mead. Let's take a quick break.
Mm-hmm.
Let's refresh our mead. And we have a spot. I don't know. I'm assuming hopefully we have sponsors on the Earth side of this podcast. But here in Foon.
Even after that fingering the bear?
Well, for now, we'll see. But here in Foon, we are sponsored by Otak Barleyfoot, the owner of the Vermilion Minotaur. Let's get some drinks and we'll hear from Otak.
Come to the Vermilion Minotaur. We have wizards and half-orcs and dark elves and lots of fun for the whole family.
Oh, hey, and Otak, don't forget to do the promo code.
Yeah,
the promo code is just something
right.
Podcasts like to do. So
yeah, when you get to the door, whisper Chunt Stock to the bouncer.
I did not pick that promo code.
No, Chunt gave it to me.
Okay, so if you, that's just a way that you'll know that these promotions are working.
Right.
If anyone from my world comes in.
Okay, so they have to be in your world.
Yeah, I don't really know that anyone in this world has any concept of this podcast yet. But hey, as soon as other people figure out how to get here, they're going to be flooding in, and the first place they're going to come is the Vermilion Minotaur.
Okay, all right.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are locked.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
All right, and we're back. Thank you so much, Otak. And please come to the Vermilion Minotaur if you ever do find yourself in Hog's Face or in Foon. So, Crom.
I found it.
What?
I found it. Here. Crom, I wanted to give this to you. So I ran upstairs and I found this stone. Take this stone. Keep it near you.
Trick.
What?
No, nothing.
This stone will help you focus your energy so that you can speak to animals and hear their thoughts.
And here, I have this feather.
Oh, whoa.
And if you hold onto this feather, you'll be able to fly using your ears.
That's incredible. Why have you not shared this with us
No,
before?
I'm sorry. I was joking. I was kind of making fun of your stone thing.
I just gave him a magical stone to talk to animals.
I don't know. I kind of don't buy it. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm misreading it. Maybe.
Was this a lie?
No, oh, gosh.
There goes the club. The club's back up.
No.
Wait. Can we try something real quick? We're each going to say a word to you, and you just say the first word that pops into your head. Okay? We'll just go around. We'll each say a word to you, and that will just allow you to express yourself and sort of simplify it.
This is a pretty fun game.
Oh.
It hasn't started
yet. Yeah, we haven't even started.
Okay, so I'll go first, and then we'll go Usador, and then Arnie.
Sure. Bear.
Oh, that's okay. That was my turn.
Exemplify.
Throw.
Oh, okay. Family.
Crush.
Oh, no.
Adventure.
Small bear.
Fingering.
Dreams.
Dad.
Bear.
Blood.
Crud.
Did you say grud?
Crud.
Oh, crud. Okay.
Was that just because it rhymes?
Blood, crud. I think that's where it came from. Am I winning this game?
You won. You won the game.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you should put your bowl down.
I'll tell you guys, I really am glad to be in some friendly company. I burned some bridges in the last town I was in.
How did that happen? Literally burn some bridges?
On my way out, I did literally burn bridges, but also just didn't make a great name for myself. I had a too few many cups of mead at the tavern, and
You know, we've been really sort of feeding you mead. Maybe we should. Should we? Maybe
that's a good point. Barkeep, more mead.
Oh, but so I'm sorry,
Garney. I know when to stop.
Keep going, Kramus Arnie. Keep going.
Thank you, Garney. I was there fighting in the corner, and a few of the townsfolk they threw a table at me. And took my sandals and threw them on the roof of the tavern so I couldn't get them.
That is terrible.
And then everyone laughed because I looked foolish without my sandals. And so I got angry and pushed a bunch of statues over.
Yeah, you hate being embarrassed, so that's...
What town was that in?
Gratax?
Gratax. The next time I'm in Gratax, you can be assured that Usador the Blue shall defend your honor, for Ukrom do not deserve to be treated in such a way.
Is Usador the Blue a new name, Usador?
I'm a blue wizard. I've always been a blue wizard. That's why I wear these blue robes.
No, I just...
That's how they know me in Gratax, Usador the Blue.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Krump, yes. Would you... I'm putting an open invite to come to Chunt's Night. Anytime you want, maybe read some more of your dream journal, and we'll set it to some music or something. I would love to... I'm a big Krump fan. You've been great.
Yeah, I think you should get on stage in Air Fight also. I think people would love to watch that.
You are someone. You are worth something.
Are you okay?
I'm getting a little bit emotional, to be honest. I did not expect to meet such wonderful people.
Oh,
you are more than just killing and fighting to not kill.
You know what? To me, you are not Krom the Barbarian. You're just Krom.
And I'm still sitting, which means you can control animals.
Wow.
This is a big day for Krom. Big day for Krom.
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 Krom. Krom. Krom. Krom. Krom. Krom. Krom. Krom. Krom. Krom.
Krom, what set you off with it? I felt like that was a very positive...
Everything around me is broken. What the...
Oh no.
Krom did this, didn't he?
Yeah. Krom, you killed a lot of people in here.
You know what has to happen now. Give us your sandals.
Oh.
But I like these sandals.
Give us your sandals. We're putting them on the roof.
Well, Krom, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry that we're going to have to throw your sandals on the roof and run you out of town.
But hang on to that rock. That's for you.
I already broke the rock.
Oh, no. How do you even... It's like just powder in his hand.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a magical rock. You shouldn't be able to break it at all.
Yeah, well...
Would it still work if I mix it in my mead and drink it?
Let's say yes.
Yeah. You know, as you leave Hogsface, what's in the future for you, Krom?
I'll be honest, I'm kind of interested in settling down.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to find a wench and see if she will sleep with me and bear me a son.
Oh, that's a great goal. Fatherhood is very exciting. I am recently a father, and it's really enriching. I think maybe it'll bring you some of the peace that you're looking for.
Do you think a human and a bear can make a child?
It's worth a shot.
I mean,
right?
I don't know how it works here in Foon, so I would say there's...
I think you could, but you probably wouldn't kill that as soon as possible. It's not
for gonna... fear that it will grow stronger than me.
Let's say yes.
This is probably a good time to say that if you love discussions of killing your bear children, please give us a good review on iTunes. That's how more people on Earth can find out about this podcast. Also, you know what? You can email us here at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I've explained this time and time again. It is absolutely a real email address. It's all I could get.
And so is chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's.
Yeah, somehow chunt was able to get a real Gmail address. Chunt, why don't you...
Sarah, if you're out there, maybe send us an email.
Yeah.
You could also contact me by sending a piece of parchment attached to a raven.
Oh, that's great. I wonder if that would work trans-dimensionally.
What's that?
Never mind. Chunt, do you want to read one of the
emails? Yeah, let's read an email here from Paul Nichols, big Chunt fan. He says, Chunt, now that you no longer have a roommate, are you looking for a new one? I promise to be more considerate than Arnie. Thanks, Paul. I actually am looking for a new roommate. I will say, Arnie, if you ever want to move back in, I will have you back. But otherwise, my listing is on Smeg's list. So go visit Smeg in the forest. Yeah, it's... there's a man named Smeg in the forest. He has a list of everything that's going on. So if you want to go visit him in the forest, you can get all the details.
And, is it always safe? Like if you go to Smeg's list and he says like, hey, you can meet, you know, this imp at this bridge. Like, is it always safe?
I think it's probably safe 1 out of 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, you've got a pretty good shot.
Yeah, I just be careful with Smeg's list, it sounds like. Why don't I read an email? This is a little bit of a long one that we got here. It's from Viterilax, the consumer. It says, from the lava caves nestled in the Cascade Range of the Great Pacific Northwest, Earth. This is an email from Earth. Home of Viterilax, the consumer, dragon protector of the Emerald Forest. To Arnie, the traveler, podcaster of Foon. To Chunt, the badger. Sup, Chunt. To Usidor, the wizard of... To Usidor, the wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, blah, 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 who bestank. To all of
Foon. What did it say in that part?
It's just all of your name, which we don't need to necessarily spend time on.
I can say it if you're confused.
No. That's all right. I think people heard it at the beginning. To all of Foon, I bid you greetings. Please forgive my sending of this missive by electronic mail and not by wax sealed scroll carried by an accredited herald of the guild. It is not that my manners are lacking, but rather I know not how to find the portal to Foon, for there are too many Burger Kings and my thralls to search reasonably. By way of introduction, I am a Foonian expat living in the world of Earth. So someone must have got from Foon to Earth. Like you, Arnie, I travel...
Then he should know the Foonish saying, brevity is the soul of wit.
Yeah, this guy has a lot of time on his
hands. Yes, this is really just table setting to the actual email. I'll try to get through it relatively quickly. Like you, Arnie, I traveled through realms through a magic portal. However, my passage was forced on me by a wizard during the great battle of Haver's Dwell. Many souls on all sides were lost that day, and they still sing songs of it. I'm told that the stories are still stained. If it is not yet evident, I am a dragon of the type, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, I don't mean to piss off a dragon. I've been told that one of the worst things you can do is piss off a dragon.
Or a wizard.
Then a wizard, then a flower.
Yes, right.
And I am writing you this letter to comment on your distinct lack of dragons on this interview podcast show of yours. I've listened to your entire back catalog, and not once have I ever heard a passing reference to my kind. Da-da-da-da-da. He lists... several dragons, Casulidina, Thermius, the loveliest of all dragons, Gregendorf of the Dark Woods, let's see, blah, 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 sort of a joke about his serpent.
Ooh, let's hear that. Chant those jokes.
And I'm going to skip to the end here. I have written too much and taken your time. For that, I thank you. Please consider my request to have a dragon on soon. Should you be unable to find a willing guest, perhaps I can have my thrall Kevin rig up a headset and I can grant you a Skype interview myself. I can't really get Skype to work, so that's probably not going to happen. But thank you, your listener, Viterilax, the consumer dragon protector of the Emerald Forest, at Viterilax on Twitter. So that's pretty exciting. I guess there's a dragon that has made his way to Earth and has set up a Twitter account.
What's Twitter?
Twitter, it's an email, it's a web thing in my world.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up.
Now, what is his name again?
It's Viterilax.
Viterilax.
He's a dragon that's been, I guess, gone for 250-some years.
Yes, you said that 4 or 5 times. Viterilax, what you don't understand is often on my travels, I leave Hog's Face for 3 or 4 days at a time, looking for adventurers and great men and women to take up the sword against the Dark Lord. And in those travels, I also speak to people of Arnold's new podcasting endeavors here, and I have approached 2 dragons at this point, neither of which have decided to be upon the show yet. They both declined, and we are very upset by that. Of course we want to represent a dragon on this show.
I'd love to have a dragon on the podcast.
But no offense to you, sir, but they can be a persnickety lot.
Yeah. They're flaky.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the email, Viterilax, who I was able to get on Twitter for a little bit. The Wi-Fi was working well enough.
Yeah, so.
And it's.
Oh, did you talk to Sarah then?
No, Sarah, I didn't. I should have tweeted at Sarah now that I think about it.
You don't want to be found.
No, I do. I miss her. I really do.
Is she on Twitter?
Look, that's my wife we're talking about.
What did I say?
I did notice that Viterilax has been on Twitter only a couple months, about the same time as a few episodes into our podcast.
I see.
But I can only imagine he's really a dragon, because if you're making a fake name for yourself, it would probably be something easier to ever find.
Crom, have you ever fought a dragon in your adventures?
I once tracked down a dragon, but it ended up being a very large lizard.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I still killed it. You didn't ask about that. Well, did I cure the lizard? Yes. Handily.
Tell Vertarlax, I will take this list of dragon names, and we'll attempt to find one and put one of them on the show.
And you know what, Vertarlax, I noticed
Can you tell him that for me?
Yes, I will.
On Twat?
Yes. He has no followers, and he is only following three accounts.
Chunts up with that.
Modern Seinfeld, and Nihilist Arby's. So,
Nihilist
if you're
Arby's?
Out there, throw a dragon a bone, I guess, and follow him at Vertarlax, Vertarlax. Really easy to remember.
Did this guy pay you? What are you really pushing this guy's Twitter account?
I don't know why.
Did his piss in your mouth?
You are really pushing this guy's Twitter account. Is it you?
It's not. It's not me. I don't know who it is. It's some random dragon on Earth.
And why do you say dragon like that?
I'm sure.
You read his Twitter account five times when you could have at least said the serpent dick joke he made. That's what people really want to hear.
I suppose.
If they're anything like that. It's not really that kind of show.
All right. Thank you, Crom. Thank you, guys. And we'll be back next week.
Sean, can you show me how to post a missed connection on Smeg's list?
Will you let me not sit anymore?
Absolutely.
Raise your hand if you thought all of that really happened. If you raised your hand, I want you to break it off and set it on fire because all of that was fake. Chunt the Badger is merely an avatar for human voice artist Adol Rafai. Usador the Wizard was only a performance carefully stitched together by the eternally playful mind of Matt Young. Crom the Barbarian was played by special guest Mark Logsdon. You can see Mark perform in the Fishbowl Thursday nights at Chicago's Annoyance Theater. And Otak Barleyfoot was played with a rare vulnerability by Nick Bear. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and how it's not real at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. You can find Hello from the Magic Tavern on Facebook, but you can't find us in other dimensions because, as I've told you, there aren't any. All of this wonderful, wondrous wonder was sponsored by DeskTime. Learn more about DeskTime at desktimeapp.com and the Chicago Podcast Co-op at chicagopodcastcoop.com.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.